flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy ain't Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute. This could be a good one, so YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, welcome on in, everybody. It is a quibble-free Friday, Tommy Hutton. Morning, Leroy.
Morning is cold.
I don't like it.
So.
It's a hoodie Friday, not a vice shirt Friday.
Here's the deal. How many people pulled the trigger on their heater?
What do you mean?
I was about to
put the heater on in the house.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. Have you done that?
I haven't done it either. It
smells like burning.
Yes. It's like when you burn, like when you cook on a grill, a gas grill, it has that like smell. Right? Yeah,
hasn't been used in a while.
Yeah, so I haven't done it. I haven't even gotten in my jacuzzi. And it's not because the jacuzzi won't be nice and warm. It's the walk and then being in the cold house. I can't never recover like I need to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get the headlines, everybody. Brought to you by Duroc Kia. Duroc Kia choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Duroc Kia. Championship weekend. We got the Commanders at the Eagles. Philadelphia hosting. Jalen Hurts looks like he's going to be good to go, even though a little bit banged up.
Everybody's banged up. I think that's one of the most overrated parts of games like this late in the season,
mm-hmm.
that we nitpick about, you know, bumps and bruises and stuff like that. If it's a serious injury, yeah, you gotta look into it. However, everybody, you've been doing this now for 4 months. Your body doesn't have the full time to recover from those bumps and bruises. And so every week, you're just trying to manage it.
We had then, of course, the Bills at the Chiefs, 6:30. Kansas City is a 2-point favorite at Arrowhead. So there we go. You got any plans for Sunday? How are you gonna kick them back? Kick back, relax.
Nothing special.
And on the grill, are you gonna try and stay out of this frostbite weather?
No. Here's the deal down here. Okay, and. From being all over, I understand the difference. The air is so wet that 40-something degrees feels absolutely frigid. Whereas it could be 45 degrees up north and it feels balmy because mm-hmm. it's sunny and there's no humidity and what have you. So it's not necessarily the cold that gets you. but it's the wetness, the thick air, and then just let there be like a breeze. Oh my goodness. Right.
Too much.
So I'm a little chilly right now. There's really no activity that you can do to warm up. There's not. So everybody, we got a couple of days of this and then we'll be good.
Go start training like Rocky IV, you know, go chop some wood.
No, no, I don't need to prove nothing.
Like, there's no easy way out. Yeah, you got, come on, Rocky has some great, some good music, man. Some good music. Oh,
absolutely.
Absolutely motivated you.
What about when he's in his Lamborghini or his Mustang? I forgot. Or
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's like, no easy way out. Yeah.
He's trying to reflect on Apollo dying. He throws his helmet at his own statue.
Dude, Adrian just told him you can't win. Imagine your girl telling you from the top of the stairs you can't win.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. He never really was able to turn it on until Adrian bought in. You know, you would think that she would get a little bit more on board earlier on in the movies.
Wrong. He didn't get in until he went to the hood. And she saw he went to the hood. He got some of that brown sugar. And then guess who came back? Right in the bathroom when he was washing up. Came back looking all nice and wifey.
Yeah, but then even that, she was like, you know, she's like yelling at him on the beach. She's nagging him.
Nah, she was motivating him. And then when he was working out with Apollo.
I don't think she was motivating him.
Hey, no lie. I'm going to tell you how we view this, right? The scene on the beach.
Oh, come on.
Apollo Creed and Rocky, Rocky racing. All the white people like, go Rock, go Rock. And all the black people like, ain't no damn way. Ain't no way.
Oh, I'm guessing. You have to think that Apollo let up a little bit. Just for the old motivation tactic.
Vlad, am I lying?
We like, there's no way. No, no. Ain't no way in life Sylvester Stallone's outrunning Carl Weathers.
It was like, of all the stuff to point out in the movie that Bam not bring, not the height differences, not nothing. Look at that and say, ain't no way Apollo Creed getting beat by Rocky in a race.
We learned Paulie was racist as hell.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Paulie was like, I don't like these people. And he goes, maybe they don't like you neither.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus, Paulie. I always thought Paulie was just a meanie to everybody. I didn't know that he actually had racist bones in his body, but you know. Hurricanes, it was announced yesterday they're gonna open up their season against Notre Dame. That's going to be a primetime matchup, August 31st. So get ready for that one, everybody. Catholics versus convicts reincarnated.
Oh,
to open up the season.
Still, yeah.
You know, it's a great idea by college football. Because in case one of the teams is not as good, you could set up the hype if it's the first game of the season. But if it's like right. week six and like
– Right. Like, came remember to a three when and two. Miami played Alabama?
Yeah.
How hype
was that?
The biggest, remember when, didn't Miami open up the season with Florida State?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
They did that for a series for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I don't like that game being played too early.
The rivalry game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. You like to build up to that thing.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Heat in 15 minutes. Heat coming on up. The East All-Star starters were announced yesterday. Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, Carl Anthony Towns, Jason Tatum, and Giannis Antetokounmpo are your East starters. And in the West, Steph Curry, SGA, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and the Joker.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, them guys will push Cat around. Because, you know.
No one's pushing anybody around in this game, though.
No, not in this game. But I'm saying if that was the squads.
See Jokic just lying last
night. Wait a minute. I saw Jokic against Cat last year. Cat did a pretty good job. Eliminated his ass.
Did you see him last night, though? Not Cat. Jokic.
Yeah, I see Jokic every day. He's that good.
He's doing Jokic stuff.
Jokic 35, 22, and 17.
Like, was there anybody else playing? Well, there had to be some guys. He had 17 assists.
Jeez.
They're starting to get their groove.
Meanwhile.
You know what it is? It's Murray. Murray started off slow, and he started picking it up.
Meanwhile, we have our...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little team.
What happened? Oh my
goodness. We'll get to that. 15 minutes of heat is next. All right. Welcome in, everybody. 15 minutes of heat here for you. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them up, 832-930-6181. Your Miami Heat got absolutely smoked by the Bucks yesterday, 125-96. This after the Miami Heat jumped out to a 20-5 lead. Mind you, this was a game where the Bucks literally got to the arena 45 minutes before tip-off because they were stuck in New Orleans for 4 days, and Miami could not hit the broadside of a barn from three-point land, and Damian Lillard had his first Bucks triple-double. And if you just wanted to just stick a knife in me a little bit deeper, because I haven't been hurt enough on the anniversary of the Terry Rozier trade, he's out there in a blowout playing with rookies at the end. And Dame is peacocking, triple-doubling, killing Miami. Giannis giving Bam the business. Bam hasn't scored 20 points since January 2nd. Hasn't scored 20 points in a win since New Year's Day. Horrible. What a app. Now, there is good news. Kalel Ware is now the odds-on favorite for Rookie of the Year.
Not according to our money.
Woo! Oh, hey, they're already offering that early cash out. They scared Leroy.
you smart by you, man. Smart by you. You called it early.
He called it early.
This week.
I got in.
Woo! They're like, you guys want to cash out? I'm like, mm-mm. Three straight 20-point performances from Kalel Ware.
What's the number that you would cash out? None?
Well, we win 1,000. So that's 500 a piece.
Yeah.
So what do you say? What do you think the number is? Is there a cash out that tickles your fancy? It's got to be at least 4 a piece, yeah?
Yeah. Three. What do you say? I would say anywhere between 300 and 400.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know when it gets there.
But the problem is that number ain't going to get there until close, because you're talking about that's basically $4,000.
Dude, he goes another 3 games in a row scoring 20 points. It might be – they're engraving his name on the trophy.
This is crazy. This is from Simon Smith. You know, Simon, I don't really know what your name – like, are you Simon Smith or at Simon Sperling? I don't really know, but I'm going to go with Simon Smith. He's from Australia, big Heat fan, and he's a stat guy. He gets some good numbers, Leroy. Kalel Ware is the first ever rookie with 3 consecutive games of 20-plus points, 8-plus rebounds, 2-plus blocks, and 2-plus three-point makes per Stathead.
Pretty cool. Because back in the day, they weren't shooting at 3.
He did get his Wemby on a little bit yesterday. He was I do think that Kalel got a little bit too three-point happy yesterday. They were pushing the Heat outside.
Kicked the ball a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
On the passes.
Jesus, man.
But you know you got to throw it up to him. You can't be bouncing it around the ground.
Yep. And then you want a bad stat? This is a segment that's called Good Stat, Bad Stat.
Bad stat. Go.
This is crazy. Terry Rozier is 13 of 80 from 3 over his last 14 games. That's a little over 16%. Per Stathead, this is the worst 14-game span on record with 80-plus attempts from downtown. It is... He has no prayer if he shoots a 3. It's crazy. But
the problem is...
This is crazy to me.
The problem is that you got to keep shooting it.
What do you think it is? Like, is it the neck? Like, how does a guy... This is not a horrific 3-point shooter. What are we doing? What is that?
Right.
And Damian Lillard has a triple-double. I am in hell right now.
Almost had a triple-double.
Oh, did they take it away? I thought they said it. Did they take a stat away?
They took it. It was like, I think they took a rebound or assist away. It was like 25-10. Okay.
On the broadcast. Well, dude, it was so embarrassing, Leroy, because I'm like, The game got pushed back an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to move Lakers Celtics to True TV. And this was, I mean, it was a 20 point spanking by the end of the third quarter. And I tweeted out, I said, Heat about to get bounced to True TV for the conclusion. And sure as bleep. we interrupt this. Ernie Johnson comes in. He goes, well, with this game pretty much in hand, we're going to send the Heat Bucks to True TV and bring you Celtics. Celtics-Lakers.
Which was much better.
I know the Lakers killed the Celtics last week. Celtics are a little bit of a funk. A little bit of a championship repeat malaise, would you say, Leroy?
Yeah, your favorite guy. Just
I don't know.
That.
The problem I've always had with the Celtics is if they hit a cold pass shooting a 3 because they shoot so many, it looks really bad.
Yeah.
But it's something just as simple as that, right? They don't normally miss them like they are, but when they do, it looks really bad. And so I always wonder if they get in that stretch at the wrong time. Now it's fine. But if they hit that stretch at the wrong time, could a team beat them in a series?
B1 says Pella Larson, 3 fouls in 2 minutes. That was crazy. I was like,
you know what we call that?
The dunks.
Yeah, we call that the dunks.
It was funny because
1-3, 3 fouls in 3 minutes.
It was funny though because Spo gave him the pass afterwards because he was like, he goes, he was playing hard. If Damian Lillard did that to Pelle Larsson, no way they call it. I was like, oh, look at Spo standing up for the young Swede.
He has to because that's all he got. But I would say this: I want them young guys to be aggressive. I don't want them to start thinking about, you know, ooh, I don't want to foul, because guys like that to get buckets on you. So you got to stay aggressive. You just got to, you know, use better technique. Be in front of him, stop reaching, and do it that way. But if you're ever not aggressive, then you'll really get cooked.
It is the look, I like playing the young guys, and that's really the only thing that gives me joy right now watching the Heat. But with young players is going to come some dumb basketball. And let me tell you,
they can play for like 5 minutes some of the best basketball you've ever seen, and then all of a sudden
the end of that first half was some of the dumbest basketball I've ever seen in my life. Tyler Hero, you should go in with at least a 9-point deficit. No bigs. He takes a three for whatever reason with like 9 seconds left in the game. No shot clock. No reason to do it. Clank. Because that's how all the threes went yesterday. Damian Lillard gets the ball. Duncan Robinson says, oh no! Runs after him. Fouls him shooting a three. There's 1 second left. Of course, Damian Lillard steps to the line and he hits all three of them. 1.1 seconds left. What could go wrong? Oh, I don't know. Khalil Ware passing it to the stands. No time off the clock. Bucks inbound right under the basket. Kick to Damian Lillard. Of course, he hit a three. I'm like,
6 points in 3 seconds.
What? 15-2 run to end the half because of that. I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? Like, that was, it was, I was in hell. I'm in hell. I'm in hell right now.
How did they play like the team that just arrived from a snowstorm instead of Milwaukee?
Know.
Like, that made me.
I don't know.
That, like, they started out good. I'm like, all right, bro, if you continue this, this team just had 3 days in New Orleans, snowed in. They couldn't move. They probably just want to be in their comfort of their home and get out. Then all of a sudden, they can't hit the side of a barn. I'm like, what's going on with this team? And then before you know it, what was a double-digit lead for the Heat is a double-digit deficit now.
Brutal.
I mean, and I'm still waiting for Trent to miss.
Oh, my God. He was amazing. Dude, there was one. How about this was the Heat's lucky. Like, the Heat got their ass kicked. But, like, the second quarter, there was the one where Connaughton just threw it out of bounds. And they're like, we didn't see it. And
right, so, jump ball.
And they're like, jump ball. Bucks get it, three. I'm like, great. Then there was the one where I think it was Trent or maybe had his first miss. Long rebound to Dame, miss. Right back to Dame, hit. I'm like, oh.
So my question is, they called the jump ball. Why couldn't they just go to replay?
I don't know.
Because that, I mean, like,
I don't know.
Just because question. Somebody yelled, it got tipped. No, you threw a bad pass. They replayed it, and it didn't look like it got tipped.
Goose, Bam is a mess. Luis, Bam has to stop shooting threes. Man, Stan Van Gundy hates him shooting threes. Yeah. He was like, he was giving him the Marcos. He was going, mm-mm, on the broadcast.
He said, I really wish Bam would back away from that three.
And the other thing is, like, you know, over this past week, like, you know, Bam used to be a guy that, you know, he wouldn't shut down Giannis or Joker, but would give them as hard a time as anybody in the league. And those two guys worked him these last two games. And he's just giving you nothing on offense. I mean, nothing on offense. It's crazy. 11 points, 12 points, 6 points. 16 points, 10 points, 13 points. Hasn't scored 20 since January 2nd when they lost to get their asses kicked by the Pacers. But this is the thing that's crazy though, Leroy, right? the free throws. Like, Bam's usually a guy averages 5-6 free throws in his career game. And he hasn't gotten to the free throw line 6 times since January 2nd. Like,
nobody has, really. That's usually Jimmy's thing.
No, but this is I'm talking about his career game. Like, that I'm talking about in the scope.
No,
of
I know,
career.
But what I would say this is it seems like when Jimmy was in and engaged and he was aggressive, everybody else tended to be a little more aggressive also.
Schmeathen says, call him out, Tobin. What do you want me to say, Schmeathen? What do you want me to say? You want me to call him a fat cat? You say he got the bag and he lost his game? What do you want me to say about Bam Adebayo?
The bag, the girl.
He's just got it all? I don't know what to tell you. I'm flummoxed. I'm not blaming the Jimmy thing. He's been like this all year.
Can you spell flummoxed? Can I spell
F L? Is it PH or an F?
You're all right. Keep going.
U M O X E D? Can you even do an ED after an X? Is that grammatically possible?
I think it's two M's. Yeah, it's two M's.
Point being, yeah, his game is gone. I don't know what to tell you. Like, and it's very clear when you watch him. Like, yes, if you want to be ultimate Bam excuse person and you want to be like, hey, does he have to scream? All right, cool. He's had to do that his whole damn career. He's not as aggressive going to the rim. You can watch it during games. It's very obvious when he's just like, and he gets out of that mode where he wants to attack. He's become too fadeaway happy, and you can't do that. You can't do it.
Especially fadeaway against Giannis.
Yeah, dude.
I thought he was going to do a fake and then go underneath. That's the old Jaime move. FLUMMOXED.
Oh, there was an X in there.
Two M's, though.
Two M's.
I apologize.
I just
breaking your walls because you're using words you can't spell.
It's a big word for me, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, I just think like his it's hard to like put your finger on other than just saying he missed shots, right? Because some of the shots he's trying to like to shoot a fadeaway over Giannis. You asking for it, and it just seemed like he should have more footwork to be able to maneuver in there.
He's just got to, he's got to become back to put his head down and get to the damn rim. Like, he has to. Like, this stuff is, he's letting too many people off the hook.
And it's weird that it seems like Kalel is more perimeter to end than Bam is. I kind of wish that Kalel had that spot where Bam's catching the ball inside right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of Bam being in there.
I mean, the one thing I can say, like, he's very, like, that duo is definitely helping with his rebounding.
Yeah. Because
he doesn't
have anybody, he doesn't have to deal with the big inside.
Yeah.
Because Kalel has him outside.
You see that play when he tried to go against Giannis and then Giannis just like waited for him and it just like boom.
Oh yeah, when he tried to do the pump fake under the rim.
And I'm like,
I was like, come on, dude.
Old Bam pump fakes and goes straight up and yams it on them. Or at least tries to.
That's what I'm saying. Like Vlad, that's why like we can talk about role, we can talk about all this stuff. Whoever wants to be like the ultimate, but I've seen this guy against that player and This is not the most effective level of player mano a mano that I've seen in those battles.
Right.
I don't know, and I can't. I'm not here for he's had to deal with the Jimmy stuff. Like this has been a pre Jimmy thing. This has been
basketball is basketball.
Yeah,
that should have all no bearing thing. On your game. Like maybe that has an effect on the result, but it shouldn't have any effect on your game.
Okay, but the Jimmy stuff is affecting the rest of the team.
I can't rule that out. I'm not gonna say it's a complete zero, but Bam's offensive, this is his worst offensive season by a long shot.
I would say it could affect the overall atmosphere and the you know, the way the team, the energy, it could suck the life out of the energy of the team. But what I think Tobin is saying is Bam's game is Bam's game, right? And there's nothing outside of his game that should affect how he plays. And he doesn't look like he's playing the way we're accustomed to seeing Bam play.
I can count on like one hand the games that I can remember him really just taking over this year and being like, oh, I got it going for me. And it's like the Pacers game when they had a back-to-back on the road. There was, I think, a Brooklyn game. And I think like the Pels. That's it. Right. You know, like he's got to get back to like, I don't know what the hell he has to get back to, but he has to fix it.
I don't know. Now it's weird because early in the season, we were talking about the slow starts, and now the last few games, they've gotten out to great starts and then just sputtered.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It was a weird game, obviously, because of like, you know, they tried a new starting lineup that got shaken up in 2 minutes, but I think it was just one of those, like they started off basically taking advantage of a cold streak by Milwaukee, and then Milwaukee's cold streak ended in like 4 minutes.
Yep.
They're back at it tomorrow against the Brooklyn Nets. And hopefully they can bounce back, split this trip.
You can't lose. What's what. You can't lose to the Brooklyn.
Under 500 for the first time since they were 9-10 this season.
Can't lose to the Nets.
Don't rule it out, dude.
Come on, they have nobody.
They lost to the Jazz at home by 36.
I know.
My son's first game. He likes Messi now. Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We had a little breaking NFL news in the midst of 15 minutes of heat. Leroy?
What's up?
Pete Carroll is the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Pete Carroll?
74 years old.
Wow.
How about that, dude? Very interesting.
Very.
Do you see what happened with the Jaguars? They are on that, dude.
It's almost like the guy said, I'm taking
it. Hold on. In all fairness, Shad Khan did say that if any coach he would hire did not want Trent Baalke as the general manager, he would let him go.
He did say that to his virtual face. He did say that to Trent Baalke. I was like, whoa.
So pretty much that's what happened with, I guess his name, Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator. He told him, nah, I don't want it. And then probably asked him, is it because of the general manager? And he probably said, yeah, sort of. So, boom, got fired. And then conversation happened.
People do seem to hate this Trent Baalke. They really, really do.
I mean, holy smokes. Like, I wonder what the level of patience you need to have with Jacksonville. Like, how close are they really? Right? Because we're making these assumptions that if we change all these office people, and I mean the coach, the GM, whatever, the coaches, that, oh, this team is going to be much better. But right. My question is how's the team constructed? Are the players any good? Do the players work well together? Is the offense good, but the players aren't very responsive? Like, these are all things that just bringing in a new coach don't fix.
Well, the facts are, of all the quarterbacks that got paid this year, like, Trevor Lawrence is by far the worst of them.
Right.
Like he is. It is,
and do you have to ask? And my question is always why? Because he certainly didn't come into the league with any questions.
He didn't come into the league with any questions, but I also think that he's gotten to skate because there's always been like a path where it's like, oh, it's Urban Meyer's fault, which I
right.
don't doubt that Urban Meyer was a boob. The guy's giving, you know, getting lap dances on the bye week.
Correct.
You know, like he can't, I'm sure that's not, he's kicking kickers. I'm sure that's not a great situation to come in, but I don't know. I just haven't seen, anything with Trevor Lawrence where I'm like, oh, this dude is so special. He'll make a cool throw every now and then.
I know.
But he's also very mistake prone.
He got married.
Who?
Trevor Lawrence.
I think he got married like right out of the gate, didn't he?
No, yeah, like 2 years ago. Right after the wild card win over the Chargers. And then boom.
You seem to think nobody can be good committed, Vlad. That seems to be
not young. Not young.
Not young?
Not young. Not young and making nine figures. No,
I would say
you don't know what to do. You don't know any better.
It's the best thing that I did for me.
Women's weekend's legs
was not be married while I played football.
You see?
Well, that's just me. I know people that have been successful that have been married.
Crazy. So, yeah, there you go. Pete Carroll is the new head coach. Let's get to a little hockey talk here and get to our Road to Repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
They will be back on the ice tomorrow against the San Jose Sharks. 10 o'clock puck drop. Very late for all our Cats fans out there. So get if you're out partying and you're at the bar, tell them to put the Cats game on, huh? Taking on the Sharks. Sharks are the worst team in the Western Conference, so it should be a nice game for the Cats to get right against Chris Greer's brothers, San Jose Sharks. And then they will wrap up the road trip the next day, second night of a back-to-back, and that will be against the Vegas Golden Knights. So we miss them by a couple days.
I know.
They according to Paul Maurice, they're going to split these games. I don't know if they're going to go. When we get the practice report, I'll let you know. But I'm assuming it's going to be Bob then Spencer, but maybe it goes Spencer then Bob. I don't know. But they're going to split the goalie duties for these games. That was his plan going into the road trip.
Want Bob against Vegas?
I don't know. I think they're just kind of going by routine because they did Bob against the Ducks and then they went Spencer against LA and he did okay.
Okay.
He did okay. Honestly, like I'm not worried about the goalies. We need to get Barkey and Chucky going. They got to get going, dude. Like let's go. We need some damn goals. We need. By the way, this looks really fun.
We say, by the way,
this is it.
Are you remembering we say this every year about this time?
Yeah, for sure. I got you. I'm not worried. This is pathetic to me. Oh, dude. I want to go to this.
Every year we've said this to the point where maybe you wanted to fire Paul Maurice.
It's almost.
Well, that was the first year.
You know what's coming up very shortly, right? Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Basically, this is every year.
This is a matchup that I think is really fun. Coming up, or an event that looks really fun, Pucks Pints Beer Fest at the Cats game coming up on Saturday, February 8th. Cats and Senators presented by Funky Buddha. I would like to go to a hockey beer fest. That sounds like a ball. 3:30 is admission. So what is that? It's probably like a 5 o'clock puck drop. That sounds fun.
Oh, it might be.
Remember when we tried that Funky Buddha hockey beer?
Hold on, I'll check. Well,
have you? No, not me. You know I haven't.
We had it in studio. You didn't try any of that?
No.
It was morning.
It was
no, good. I don't drink beer.
Ah, man, you got to try it, dude. For a beer fest, you got to break the rules a little bit, baby.
No, beer doesn't.
I'm telling
What's
you.
What's wrong with beer?
Now, it just doesn't do it for me.
Devo, are you like?
Now, I will say this. There are like.
I got to be honest with you, though. You're very flimsy when it comes to your food, drink, consumption takes, because you could be knocked off on a take.
Wow, it's a 7 p.m. puck drop. So 3:30, they really want to get you. They really want to get you slush. Yeah,
that's
like that.
Be a rowdy crowd, dude.
Oh, man. And the Canadians can drink.
Wow. Oh, that's a Kachuk face-off night, too, right?
Oh, both Kachuks, right? Maybe Kachuk almost got it with the Rangers goalie the other night.
With I don't Igor. Like Shesterkin. Was it Shesterkin?
Yeah, Shesterkin.
Yeah, good. You know, sometimes Shesterkin needs to be put into his place.
Look at Jay Fig saying yes. She's already down. She wants to drink.
Oh, Jay Fig loves a beer fest. Jay Fig loves a beer fest. Who doesn't love a beer fest? And hockey.
Leroy.
Love hockey.
Leroy.
Me.
Because here's the other thing. Anytime I've tried to partake in beer drinking at a football game or a hockey game or whatever, I don't drink the beer fast enough and it gets warm.
What?
Yeah.
Well, get a beer.
And I hate, like, if I could drink it out of the can, I think I'd be better off. But then they pour it in a cup and you got to, like, too much. I don't want.
You're being finicky.
Yeah,
you like beer in a can?
No, I'm saying I would rather drink it out of the can than out of that cup.
I like a tall boy.
Because I don't drink it fast enough. And it gets warm.
Like a tall boy in a hockey game or a baseball game?
Yeah, I get through half of it and then it's warm.
Nah, well, you got to go faster. That's part of the fun, baby.
Doesn't beer, like, it just, like, it gets in your stomach and just swells, like.
What are you, a grandma?
You so old right now.
What are you doing right now, dude? Come on.
Never been a beer guy.
Get your schnitzel on and let's go beer festing.
Ooh, that'd be some good schnitzel there. Mm-hmm.
Woo-wee. Anyway, Pucks and Pines Beer Fest, presented by Funky Buddha. That's coming to the Amerant Bank Arena on February 8th, and admission starts at 3:30. So check that on out. It's on the Panthers website and Twitter account. I'll retweet it right now so you guys can go get your tickets for that. But that looks like a fun one. We'll take a break. Hour 2 is next.